Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Love Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I'm a coach, singer, songwriter, artist, and the author of the book, The Art of Living a Life You Love. I am super happy to have my brother, Dwayne Brovan, back as my guest. Join us for a conversation about his new project, Center for Political Awareness, and learn how it all came about during the show. Welcome, Dwayne.
Oh, welcome. Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, it's always been fun having you on in the past. And do you realize it's been 4 years, I think, since the last time you were on?
Oh, yeah. Time goes fast, and it's interesting how things progress and change.
Oh, so true. And, you know, I don't know if you're aware of it, but this December, it will be 10 years since I started hosting this show.
Wow. Time goes so fast. Seems to just keep going faster.
I know. I swear it's on fast forward. All right. Well, so how about telling us a little bit about your journey of how you started creating this and went from photography into this direction? It's an interesting story. So tell us a little bit about.
I'll try to make it shorter than it is. I had my photography business, Great Perspective Photography Learning Center, was doing halfway decent until COVID came. When COVID came, it kind of, my in-person education fell off, and then it was hard to get back on, even though there were still so many COVID restrictions. So I had to earn some more money. So I got a job in a large retail firm in their frame department, which allowed me to be around creatives and photos, art. That was fun. I did that for a while, thinking I could try to get back into my photography. But one thing led to another, and I was working on the website for Great Perspective Photography. And I unfortunately, but fortunately, got in a time when they were changing how websites were designed, at least for us lay people. It used to have to take a lot of coding, and now through time, I've done this entire website with very little coding at all, and HTML and PHP and all these other things that just make my head spin. So I thought I need to get a whole new website and just do it as a test with all the new different programs that were out there. One of them was WordPress, and they had just changed. And the problem is my older sites that I had needed to be all updated because they weren't working very well with the new system. So I thought, this is a good chance. I'll start off new with something else and learn from it. My sister, our sister, she is really into social media and political items. And so I thought, well, maybe I could help her. I could do a simple little blog website.
Like a blog website or something, huh?
Yeah, a blog site. Let's consider content, content website. And maybe bring her in a little money, and it would get me experience, and I could use all that I learned on this, on that project, with going back into Great Perspective Photography, and also have another one, the mural directory that I was working on.
Yeah, and, that was a cool project too, yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, both of them are kind of on hold, as I said, because things kept changing, and it got really confusing. And so kind of like started off on a new piece of paper. Well, I knew a little bit about political items and political things. And I guess obviously in retrospect now, 4 months later, that I didn't know anything about political system. It just keeps growing. And with the website, I thought, well, you know, just a blog, it doesn't explain why things are happening. And as all of us know, you know, after the 2020 election and all that went on with what's called January 6th insurrection and all the other things going on, and there were things in the news, and I had a hard time knowing what was true, what wasn't true, and it all seemed like it was focused on partisanship, on either Democrat or Republican, and had their views, the other had their views. You had no idea what really was going on, and you didn't know what your elected officials, you know, what they were really thinking, if they were just following the party line, if they were good people or not. And it was kind of hard to get information. And as I got into this deeper and deeper, I found that it's amazing because all the politicians have their own personalities and they're all likes and dislikes. And that's where I struck what I want to do with this website. It's nonpartisan. I want to focus on the individual politicians and or candidates for those positions. And in doing this, we had, my sister and I had a choice of going local, state, or federal. And we tossed up, well, that's interesting. And we knew some of the local, some of the state, not much of the national. And I guess you would call it the more entrepreneuring and financial aspect of it. I looked at the amount of voters, and even in the state of California, I think maybe maybe there's 15 million registered voters. And locally, there in our area, there's maybe about, I'm guessing, 70,000 to 100,000 local voters.
Wow.
And so then I looked at the national, and you're looking at 153 million voters. So I thought that's the better target market, you know, almost 10 times what the state is. Then as we were working on going with the federal, we realized that we had to stick just with one or the other, state or federal, because they're all so big that even dealing with one would be a chore. And so,
Plus the thing that occurs to me as you're saying that is that each state probably has their own ways of doing things. So that would get really confusing. So I think the idea of the federal one, it's an overview of what everybody's dealing with and needs to know about.
Yeah, most definitely. And and I don't even want to get into the states because, yeah, they're all different. Maybe someday if this goes off, and goes well, maybe have, you know, 50 different websites, a political awareness for California, Texas, New York, Florida, all different kinds of states, and have people focusing on that. But for now, the immensity of it all. So one of the items was to get the personalities of the politicians that people were electing out there available for people to look up so they could look at how they their politician voted, look at their websites, maybe even contact their politician. And also in doing the research into this, I got it was curious because you have civics and you have the three branches of government. And all of us usually are always hearing about only one branch of government, which is the executive branch i.e. the President of the United States.
Right.
Well, hardly ever hear until just recently with all that's going on in the House of U.S. House of Representatives with their speaker issues. Before that, you heard very little about the other one of the other three branches of government, which is the congressional or legislative, and that has to do with the senators and the House of Representatives. And so we thought we would tie that in. Then there's a third branch of the government is the judicial, and is comprised of the Supreme Court and about 90 different federal courts throughout the country.
Wow.
And the thing is, each one of those are supposed to be in check and balance. And so if that was happening, I think the country would be running a whole lot better. Most of us just actually are hearing about the president. We get excited when it's a presidential election. We might start listening to politics stuff, but then after the presidential election, we kind of go to sleep on it all. And the thing I'm realizing is that we are a democratic republic, and we're a democracy, but we elect people to represent us. And these representatives, which are the president and Congress, being a senator and legislator, senator and House of Representatives, we don't get a vote on any of the federal, for the most part. And but we're in charge of the government. It it's a government by the people, for the people.
That's what
at least
it's supposed
that's
to be, yeah.
Supposed to. Okay, and in my research that I'm doing, I'm finding out that it really doesn't appear to be by the people, for the people. It is by the corporation, for the large corporation, and they dole out to the rest of us. And I think of that as we've all kind of fallen asleep in our following our representatives that are supposed to be looking after us and figuring out, okay, are they making good decisions that benefit us, or are they benefiting these large corporations? To add a mix into it, you have what's called dark money, PAC money, group large sums of money that will support different candidates, different parties, political ads, and such. And so that makes the politician, unfortunately, you know, when someone gives you $100,000 to advertise, you kind of listen to and help them out.
Right. Yeah, they've bought you at that point.
Yeah, unfortunately, some information has come up through different sources, reliable sources, that the Supreme Court, some of the justices have been getting some really good kickbacks from some large business people. And unfortunately, it helped them get good favor in legal decisions.
Wow.
And but anyhow, so enough of the all of that. So anyhow, it kept growing. And if you go on site to Center for Political Awareness, and you can Google it and then click on it, or do the domain www.centerforpoliticalawareness.com, you can see in the menu how many different items there are. And currently we've got in the news, which is we try to pick interesting topics that have to do with the three branches of government. We try not to be, quote, considered news, but just mm-hmm. information. And mm-hmm. there you can take and go, okay, so how did my representative vote? Or what's neat is it's not only informational, but it's educational. Well, mm-hmm. we have a section where you can find out who your representative is, who your senators are, where to vote, how to vote, how to sign up to vote, working on history. My sister just entered all of the past presidents, I think there's 46 of them.
Wow.
So you click on that under Did You Know? And you can go to past presidents and see all the different past presidents, which in doing that kind of was interesting because I'm going, wow, you know, I'm an Eisenhower. Eisenhower was in office when I was born.
Wow.
And up until Kennedy, which, you know, I don't really remember Eisenhower, but I remember Kennedy. And then all the other ones in between that you forget about.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my gosh. So you've got all of the presidents in there and it shows what years they were president?
Yeah, yeah,
wow.
What years they were president, and also gives who their vice president was,
mm-hmm.
I believe, and past presidents. And it's in reverse order. So, you know, I started off with Washington and all the old guys, and I
mm-hmm.
thought, you know, I think we'll start with the recent ones and work back to the old ones.
I think that's a good way, yeah. But, you know, there is so much information and so much that you guys have learned during this. I can't even believe it. It's like it blows me away.
Okay, and what knocked my – well, still knocks my socks off is – most all of this is government information that anyone can access and use. The
mm-hmm.
the problem is, and it's understandable,
mm-hmm.
There's so many departments, so many divisions, so many different things that it can be really, really difficult to follow what's going on. My dream with this is to make
mm-hmm.
it so it's a little easier, at least for people, to follow what's going on. And another thing that kind of knocked my socks off was in doing research on executive branch, which we
uh-huh.
all just think of the president, there's a whole lot of more to the executive branch. There's the executive office of the president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
There's the then there's his cabinet, and the president has probably around, I'm guessing, but 90 different appointments that the president of the United States is in charge of. Such things as, and you don't think of it, but the EPA, the
mm-hmm.
Securities and Exchange, SEC, the DOD, Department of Defense, HHS, Health and Human Services, Medicare,
mm-hmm.
Medi-Cal, all
mm-hmm.
of that is under the president. The FDA, under the president. DHS, Department of Homeland Security, which is a new one, is also under the president. You have HUD. You have the Department of Interior, Justice Department.
So who gets elected as president really matters, because it matters whether they're going to do what's going to be good for all the people or if they're going to do what's good for whoever's paying for their ads on TV, right?
Oh, yeah. And then what I kept looking at all the different appointments and knowing that the CIA, I thought, was under the president. And
mm-hmm.
you have to go to the Department of State, and it's under the Department of State, the Central Intelligence Agency, and it's under the U.S. Forest Service employees, same as ambassadors, but it's kind of hidden. I found that interesting. The president's also in charge of the head of DOT, the Department of Transportation, education. I was wondering why the president was talking all about this student loans and what the president had to do with student loans. Well, the president is in charge of the Department of Education. Hires nominates the person to be in charge. So it's a big position. Then another position that we all take for granted and don't even think about is the House of Representatives leader. And they're third in line. If the president dies, the vice president dies, that person is president. And so that's interesting. Kind of reminds me of, it's amazing because a representative could be president of the United States.
Wow. You are so full of information. I can't believe this. You know, you and I have always loved personal development and being lifelong learners. And boy, once you got into this, you realize there's so much to learn and so much that people don't know. And the thing that's really cool is that younger people as well, I mean, older ones too, like us, that don't know exactly what all these people do and what they're like and who's there and how long they've been there and everything. But there's also all the kids that are just getting out there starting to vote, or the ones like Xander, our son, who's 33 and he's been voting for a while. But, you know, he's really excited about you and doing this website too, because it is a way where people can learn what they don't know and start paying more attention to what's actually really important instead of just what the news wants us to think is important.
Oh, yeah. And, okay, so you touched on another interesting factor that we came across. And in any business and planning it out, you work on what your target market is. Mm-hmm. Well, we got the target market of the United States, the U.S., but then who do we actually target? How do we, you know, what do we focus on? And I came to find out, luckily where I was working in retail, I worked with people that were as young as 17 years old and as old, well, older than myself, into their 70s. Mm-hmm. And so I could test them on what was going on with this and seeing who was interested. And what was interesting is the young people seem to have a lot more interest in the political arena than we do. So I started doing research into it, and the younger group are much more vocal in politics. And in thinking about it, it makes the most sense because they have the most
to gain or lose by it,
lose. We're here for maybe another, hopefully, 20, 30 years, but they have 70 years or more, 60 years. And so what we do now really has an impact on their future. And so what's neat is the younger people out there today seem a lot more on the ball when it comes to being politically active. Now, I don't know, because I don't have any kids, I don't know what's being taught in school, but I know from our end that we had somewhat civics in elementary, and we got to go to the state capitol. We never did anything like that in high school. And definitely in college, unless you were political science major, you didn't even talk about it.
Wow.
And it's something, I'm going to go out on a limb here and might get some people upset, but I think every high school graduate should be able to pass the U.S. citizens test.
That's a good point.
Okay. You know, how many of us
and
know...
how about the adults, too? You know?
Well, yeah. That's another thing that we get time we're going to have is quizzes. And just a simple quiz, who knows how many representatives they have for their area?
Mm-hmm.
How many senators do they have in their state? Who can they name their two, or gave away, but name their senators, name their representative? Do they know when the person's coming up for a vote or how long they're in office?
Wow.
Mysteries.
We've only got a little over three minutes left. So how do you want to wind this up and what do you want to leave our listeners with today?
The one thing that I found in all of this is that to be an informed voter and to actually vote is the most powerful thing that any of us can do. And if it wasn't, there wouldn't be so many people trying to prevent people from voting. And if we all would start doing just a little bit of time, paying attention to the politics that are going on, that we could have a lot of things a whole lot better with just a little more effort and, you know, work on our democracy.
Yeah, and it seems to me, too, that one of the things that your website can help do, which I think is really important, is have people start looking at what the people that are running for the offices are like, not just are they a Democrat or a Republican. I've always been somebody who's really stubborn about I'm going to vote for who I feel will really do a good job, not just because they're a Democrat or a Republican.
Well, I think that was instilled in our family because all of us are that way.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
a lot of people aren't. And it's just it's been an amazing learning experience. Hopefully in a couple more months, maybe 6 months or so, we could have another talk and things go on.
That sounds good.
It's been taking a lot longer to get this thing going than I thought. Finances are tight. We do accept financial assistance.
Is that part of the website working then, where you can donate some money?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, cool.
Then to keep expanding it and giving people resources. The thing is, we're going to try to keep it free, and so you don't have to pay to get the information.
Right.
The people who really need information don't have much money.
Yeah, yeah, and so the people that can donate some money can help the people that don't have the money to do it learn from what you've got in the website. This is just amazing. I am so amazed by what you've been able to learn and do in the last... Well, I don't know.
It's been actually since April.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, Duane, live your music means to live what you feel you're here to do. And it seems like right now it's amazing how when you listen to your heart, you start going in a direction that you maybe never even dreamed of going originally.
Oh, I know. So, I never dreamt this.
Yeah, yeah. But it could help an awful lot of people. And I think that's really, really cool. So thank you, thank you, thank you for all of the ways that you're living your music, including your beautiful photos.
I also want to thank you for the coaching that you've done through the years that have helped me and turning me on to neat authors. You know, Kristen Holmstetter, the latest one, and I just finally finished her book, Money Self-Talk. Great help.
Yeah, yeah, she's amazing. What we say and how we say it, especially to ourselves, makes a big difference.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Well, bye for now, Dwayne. Bye for now, everyone. Remember, live your music. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.